days are here. My son and one child, so sincere.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Friday. Drove through a little rain to get here, and then as soon as Elton Scott, the chief kindness officer with Sonny's Barbecue, walked into the studio, I am not lying, the sun started shining.
It sure did.
Good morning, Elton. I'm telling you.
The sun started beaming. The rain puddles dried up.
I don't know if it's the red shirt and the white fringe, the red shoes, or the big hat, but it's you bring sunshine wherever you go, my friend.
I could not have made it up if I tried. Literally rang the front doorbell, and the sun started shining behind me.
I got to put the shade down.
Sandy came out and said, Elton, the sun just started shining behind you.
I know. Okay. Well,
and I said, Sandy, you know why? Because it's always sunny's here.
Yes, sir. Good morning to you. I'm glad to see you this morning. So how are you doing? Yeah, how's your week shaping
great.
Up?
It's been a fun week. It's been a lot of stuff going on. Just been a great week. Did some barbecue for Habitat for Humanity, Pensacola Police Department.
I saw you had some pictures with your pretty wife out at all these events and
the
galas and stuff.
Yeah, the Women's Council of Realtors, Friday night they had the gala. Saturday night we went out to Big Brother's Big Sister.
That looked like fun. I hated to miss that one.
The big gala, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Might have took a little spin on the bull, on the mechanical bull.
Did you really?
I might have.
Did you keep your hat on?
The hat wound up coming off. And so did I.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I didn't. I literally took a spin.
Oh,
when I said a spin,
okay.
I meant
you meant literally a spin.
Okay. Yeah, just
I'm not
fell
too
right
fond
off.
Of this. I think I did that a couple of years back.
Yeah, my feet are meant to be on the floor.
Yeah,
if
you can do that and come out unscathed and unbroken, then you're away.
I was unbroken, so
okay,
luckily it was not real ground, and it had a big inflatable thing that was nice and cushiony and bouncy. So
it's a win.
Yeah, messed up the cowboy hat a little bit. You know, bent
it up.
Yeah, fixed it. It was okay. It was okay.
So
no permanent damage.
Let's get down to business for folks that are coming in town. Maybe you're taking advantage of already spring break and people coming in to go to the beach and stuff. But you got to eat. And there's some great locations where you can find Sonny's Barbecue here.
We got four locations here in the News Radio area. And so we have the location over in Pace, Florida, located on Highway 90 right in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. We have our 9th Avenue location located just south of Creighton Road. If you're familiar with where the airport runway is there, back behind the AutoZone, kind of tucked back in the quaint location. Very nice. Perfect time of year for sitting out on the front porch, having a little sunny sweet tea, maybe some of our chicken wings. Our peach barbecue sauce wings that are part of the spring menu. I know. I see the look on your face.
Where is it?
I see the look on your face.
I was promised.
I did.
Promised,
and you know, I'm such a tease. And I forgot that this week was Good Morning Pensacola with the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
That is not my problem. That is not my problem.
Blame Todd Thompson. Blame Todd Thompson.
Oh, well, I know Todd. I guess I'll have to have a word or two with him.
All right.
What we're arguing about here or discussing is that he promised me that he would bring me the peach cobbler egg rolls.
Peach cobbler egg rolls.
Yeah.
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 Maybe I'll have to pop in one day next week when it's a little more schedulely conducive.
Okay.
Schedulely conducive? Is that a word?
It's all right. It's not the first time I've been disappointed, and it won't be the last.
I know.
I'm really good at guilt, by the way.
Yeah, I'm feeling the guilt.
Okay, get back to the locations.
Yeah, so we have the 9th Avenue location. We do have a banquet room there. We can host up to 40 folks. So if you got a group that you need to get together, it's just no cost for the room, just cost of the food. And it's a great deal. So to cost of the food, tax and gratuity. If you're a nonprofit, obviously we can do tax exempt, so save you a little bit of money there. But, you know, for about 14, 15 bucks a person, you can have a great meal, no cost for the room. So whether you're having 10 or 40 people, it's the same price. So
it's really great. It's a great price. Advantage, especially for nonprofits.
Yeah.
It's
really helpful. It is a great way to do. Host a Rotary Club there at our Navy Boulevard location. Every month or so, every 6 weeks, so we get them on the schedule when they have conflicts at their normal meeting space, and always glad to host them. We got Burger Battle by the Bay coming up April 11th. I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Hey, and if you're looking, I was talking to Audrey Preston, who is the president this year for Subwest Rotary, and she was saying that they're looking for Burger Battle teams. So Okay. Sonny's will be there representing. Bubba's 33 is supposed to be there. Greek's Catering and events, they're supposed to be there. So if you're a restaurant, want to come out and throw down and try to win the Pro Cup. But also if you're a backyard team.
I was going to say, I know a lot of folks that do some backyard serious team, backyard grilling
yeah,
around
so
here.
So if you a business that is not a restaurant and you want to put a team together or another nonprofit, Butcher Shop is a primary sponsor of that. You get, I believe it's $100 or $150 of ground beef to use for your burgers. So that's definitely,
that's nice. Yeah.
So it's a great value. So if you're a backyard team, it helps offset your costs. So you do sign up, and all the proceeds are going to Take Stock of Children, a couple other nonprofits. Some of it goes to Southwest Rotary. So definitely check that out. And it's coming up. So April 11th, that's always a fun event. So I've been involved with that one for a lot of years with Butcher Shop when I was there before I came over to Sonny's. So if you're looking to have a great time, do some barbecue or do some burgers, check it out. Burger Battle by the Bay.
You said that very quickly. That was very good.
Burger Battle by the Bay.
I don't think I can say it.
Burger Battle by the Bay.
Very good.
Yep, three times fast.
Very good. Very good.
But it is a fun event. It really is. Last year was in June because it got postponed because of a rain delay.
Right.
And it was really, really hot that day. Mm. I'm pretty heat tolerant, but it got really hot.
Oh, no. So June and July around here can get very hot.
It was
hot.
A rough one. It was one of those really humid mornings, and it was just getting everything loaded. And, yeah, it was rough. But going to be back at Wahoo Stadium this year, so excited about that. I did see last year it was scheduled actually on the same day as Granny Get Down, benefiting Council on Aging, and I just saw the flyer.
Yes.
2 days ago, and I'm a celebrity judge.
Good.
And Meg is a celebrity judge.
Yes, I'm so
excited about that.
Me too. We're going to have a blast.
It was so good last year.
I love Council on Aging of West Florida. They do so much good in our community.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
It was a lot of fun last year.
I didn't realize you were going to be a judge. They asked me. I didn't know you were doing it too.
I'm going to be a celebrity. I was celebrity judge last year. I did a table, and then I did a cooking demonstration. I did it all last year, so I told Alicia, I said, listen, maybe I need to pare it back a little bit this year.
Well, Alicia knows me well enough to know she should ask me to be a judge, but not the cooking.
Yeah, I made banana pudding cheesecake.
Stop it.
That's my go-to for these things.
Stop it.
It's a lot of fun.
All right.
Yeah, I made that at Men Who Cook, been as Vinny Pace on Pace Center for Girls, so that's coming up also. This weekend, golly, it's all the things, Meg. So many events this time of year. So tonight is a Fill a Bowl with Mana.
Yes, and they're sold out, I understand, which is awesome.
Really?
I just saw it posted on Facebook. Yep.
I was about to say, get your tickets, but I guess they're sold out.
Yep,
find a friend
event.
Who has an extra ticket.
Yes.
And y'all come on out. I'm actually doing some Brunswick stew for tonight.
That's great.
Yeah.
That'll be delicious.
Yep. So I'll be there serving up some Brunswick stew. And then tomorrow we're at Wine on the Water with Sacred Heart Foundation.
Yeah, and I understand you might have a little surprise for us this morning.
Might have a little surprise.
Regarding that?
Yep. Little tease. Let's finish our locations because we got sidetracked.
Go.
Yep.
Yes,
so we got our 9th Avenue store, our Navy Boulevard store. I know what it was. I was talking about the banquet room at Navy Boulevard and started talking about Southwest Rotary. But
right.
Ooh, squirrel.
It's Friday. It's okay.
There we go. Fry-yay.
For sure.
So our Navy Boulevard store located at the end of Highway 98, just about a mile and a half north of Pensacola NAS main gate. So check us out there. And then our Pine Forest store, which is technically on Shelley Road, just south of I-10, there where you go under the underpass. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy to find.
Four locations here, or we also have two locations, one in Mobile and one in Fort Walton Beach. So if you're in those neck of the woods, rather at the outlet malls or visiting Mobile, you're feeling like you're needing a little slow smoke barbecue, so come see us at those Sunnies.
Well, now's a good time to do it, and a lot of folks are in town for the Sun Belt Conference, so you can always stop and get the basketball championship, so you can stop by Sunny's, get a little barbecue, and keep listening to our station, because they're going to be giving tickets away later today, so you can get some free tickets to the games, so that's pretty cool.
It's a great tournament. It's turned out to be quite,
the whole week.
It's just blown up, and I think they're their fifth or sixth year now.
Well, they just signed a deal to come back for the next 5 years.
Yep.
So hats off to Ray Palmer and Pensacola Sports and all the folks that negotiated that to get them to come back. And they are loving it because I don't know if you've seen the charter buses full of the teams.
I've seen them
out on the beach.
Yeah.
What a great thing. They come play basketball, and then they can head out to the beach. It's awesome.
It's not a bad spot to have to lay your head down in.
That's right. Even if you lose, you can still go out and win.
How's the song go? All I do is win, 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 no matter what. And how the song goes?
That one I'm not sure of.
You don't know that one?
Man. Nope.
Jeez.
All right. So
we're
going
to have to learn you, Meg.
I know. I need to get edumacated.
Yep.
Edumacated. All right. If you're interested in something that he's been talking about, Eldon Scott is here, Chief Kindness Officer with Sonny's Barbecue. All you got to do is text in your question or your comment to our text line at 850-437-1620, because this is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer, is the expert on Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah. Let's talk about that spring menu.
I was just going to
ask you. I know we already
you.
Talked about it because I'm teasing you. I'm just...
But
I
want to hear it. Just because someone may be here in town, perhaps, that has never had Sonny's Barbecue, and they've got this special... They got a great year-round menu. Let me just say that up front.
Known for all the classics. Yep. Slow smoke barbecue, one of the Sonny's originals, sliced pork. You know, or take that pork collar, smoke it, slice it nice and thin, served on the garlic bread. It was Sonny Tillman's favorite,
his
sandwich. So if you've never had sliced pork, that's definitely one to check out. But good slow smoke barbecue, brisket, ribs, St. Louis style ribs, baby back ribs, the chicken wings with slow smoke chicken wings. Those wings are so good. We can toss them in any sauce that you want. So we have about, 8-10 sauces that we can toss them in for you. So,
but what I think is fun about what you do is that they seasonally mix things up a little bit. So
we do.
I love that you have now for spring the peach barbecue sauce.
Yep, the peach barbecue sauce and then the golden barbecue sauce. So if you kind of like that, honey mustard style barbecue sauce, that's kind of what that is. We have that golden barbecue tender sandwich. So some of our chicken tenders, which are really good. If you've not had our chicken tenders, they're great. Tossing that golden barbecue sauce on a garlic bread with bacon and cheddar cheese and pickles. Extra pickles, guys. Just saying. Pro tip.
Okay.
I'm a pickle fan.
Yeah. Well, you're a pro, no doubt.
Yep. So that's a great sandwich. Then we have probably what is my longtime favorite Sonny's, even before I was working for Sonny's, is the brisket grilled cheese.
Ooh.
And was just talking to somebody the other day, and he was like, oh, I just went in, and I guess he was in like Monday, Tuesday, and it was first time at Sonny's. It was actually his first time at Sonny's.
Oh, really?
And not from the area, and he just said, yeah, I just actually had the brisket grilled cheese, and I was like, that is my go-to sandwich for Sonny's.
Well, we just got a text in from one of our listeners, and it's a question for you here, Eldon.
Okay.
Do y'all still have the Cuban?
We do. We still have the Sonny's Cuban. So if you're looking for something that is a spin on a Latin favorite, so it's pulled pork with some of the sliced pork, got the Swiss cheese, pickles, mustard, and so like on our garlic bread. So that is a great Sonny's staple. The Sonny's Cuban is a great sandwich.
Yeah, I've never had that there.
Yeah. You'll have to check it out.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
But yeah, it's still on the menu, and so that hadn't gone anywhere. Brisket and grilled cheese is coming back for that spring menu. So
okay.
Yep.
What else is on the spring menu?
We have cheese curds, and then we have the loaded, the hot link loaded mac and cheese.
So hot link sausage?
Yeah, hot link sausage, diced up, served over a heaping portion of mac and cheese with some of our crispy onion straws and barbecue sauce. So
it's just not right that you come in here on Friday morning and do this to me every Friday.
But listen, this is something we didn't talk about.
Okay.
And I actually had this conversation this morning at the Good Morning Pensacola with Bobby, who's one of the ambassadors. And he said, man, I like to listen to you after Good Morning Pensacola. But the problem is, I get so hungry listening to the radio show.
That's
I was like,
true.
That's not a problem, Bobby. It's not a problem because we open at 10:45. So you just swing on over. You'll be first in line. You just hang out in the drive-thru for a few minutes and get some of that slow smoke barbecue.
Okay, one of our listeners, Johnny, just texted in. Good morning to you, Johnny. He says, a bowl of barbecue, beans on top of garlic bread, a meal in itself with a glass of iced tea, of course.
That doesn't sound terrible. The barbecue beans are delicious.
No, it does not. Yeah,
they are delicious. Served over garlic toast. So
it's true. Now you have a little something to give away today. That's a little different.
It's a little different.
Typically, we do a family feast or something like that. Yep. But you've got something special.
You got something a little different than we normally have. So I actually have two tickets to Wine on the Water. And that is going to be benefiting Ascension Sacred Heart Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be out there. We're sampling prime rib, some of our Sunny Slow Smoke prime rib. So it's going to be early morning tomorrow getting that prime rib ready, but looking forward to it. The event is from 1 to 4 p.m. I believe they do still have tickets available for that. So
at the Blue Wahoo Stadium.
At the Wahoo Stadium. So I don't know if they'll be selling them at the door, if you have to purchase online.
I would imagine. But
yeah,
you can go online, I think, to find them. You probably just Google Wine on the Water 2026.
Wine on the Water, Ascension Sacred Heart. I know they've been pushing it out on Facebook quite a bit. So if you want to look up Ascension Sacred Heart Foundation, I'm sure you can find it through Facebook that way. But yeah, we got two tickets we're going to give away. I believe it's a $300 value.
Oh, yeah, $150 a ticket.
$150 a ticket. I think there's like 25 food vendors and mocktails. And so I think there's going to be about 40 different vendors. So it's going to be a good time. The weather's supposed to be nice. And if I'm going to be there, it's probably going to be sunny.
That's right.
I'm
just
saying.
He's going to be there, so you're covered. All right, my friend. How do you
want to do this? All right,
let's see. What's the question? How do you want to do this?
Oh, goodness. I should think about this more. I've put a little more thought into it. I do it off the cuff a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every time, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's allowed.
Every time.
It's allowed.
Fifth person to text in Ascension.
Ooh, that's hard to spell.
Oh, well, let's fifth person to text in WOW. Because that's what their abbreviation is for Wine on the Water.
Okay,
so
perfect.
WOW.
Yeah,
fifth person
much
to text
easier.
In, WOW. There we go.
And when you text in, be sure and include your name for me and an email, okay? That number to text in, 850-437-1620. So the fifth texter will win two tickets to go to Wine on the Water, which is tomorrow from 1 to 4 at the Blue Wahoo Stadium, with all proceeds benefiting the Sacred Heart Foundation. So I'm going to play around with these while
you
tell us more about that spring menu.
Yeah, we're going let's talk about catering. So we kind of already talked about the spring menu, but let's talk about catering. So we have our we like to say we have three ways that we cater. We can do pickup catering, so whether you just you basically can go to sunnysbbq.com or sunnyscatering.com. You can find all your options there for getting those caterings booked. And then also you can have it delivered, or we can have a team come out and actually do a full, what we call full service setup and serve. So we'll come out, we'll bring a team, we'll do everything from setup to cleanup, bring out all the slow smoke barbecue, all the sides, breads, drinks. It's really a great deal. So roughly for about, $13 a person, you can have a full team come out and do your barbecue for you, obviously with tax and gratuity on top of that. But it is a great deal. I don't know that you can find a better deal in catering than what you can with Sunny's Barbecue. It really is. It's a phenomenal deal. Good, great sides. The mac and cheese, the barbecue beans, our house-made coleslaw. It's all delicious. So, and then don't forget the banana pudding, folks. Add on that can of banana pudding. Or just a little bit. Not everybody's a fan of banana pudding. My buddy at Art Gateway, Steven Rampersad, he is a non-banana pudding person. He doesn't like bananas. So there might have been a few times where he got a special batch of vanilla pudding.
Vanilla pudding. Oh, that's funny. Okay, we have a winner, Eldon.
All right.
Okay, thanks everybody for texting in. The winner of the two tickets to Wine on the Water, compliments of Eldon Scott and Sunny's Barbecue, go to Gerald Spink. So
congratulations,
Gerald. I got your email and number. I'm going to be sending you an email on how you can pick up your prize. You'll have to pick that up today since the event is tomorrow. So I'll send you the info as soon as the show is over. But congratulations. And thanks to everybody that texted in. I love that y'all are all listening on this Friday morning to Pep Talk. Really appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate everybody listening. Love having conversations. about the show out when we're out in the community, people listening while they're driving, going to and fro. And so always great to hear feedback and people enjoying the listening to the show.
And before we go, we had somebody call in, Sarah Lynn, who's one of our regular loyal listeners here at Pep Talk. She's texted in, and it's a pretty good question. She wants to know, when are we getting a Sonny's Barbecue in Gulf Breeze, Navarre? Because we're hungry out here.
Yeah. You know,
we are hungry out here. That's a good question.
They're always looking for the next spot to put the Sonny's. So who knows?
Yeah.
You never know. Never know. I mean, Sarah, you could be the first franchisee. I'm just saying.
Oh, there's an idea.
You know, how does that go? Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, I'll have my people call your people.
There you go. Said like a true entrepreneur.
There you go.
There you go. All right, so we've got our winner for Wine in the Water tomorrow. My understanding, there are still tickets if you didn't get a chance to sign up for that. And we're super excited to be able to give that away on the air. And again, we're giving away Sunbelt Conference tickets for this weekend, too. So be sure to keep listening this afternoon.
Lots and lots of things
going on.
McGuire's Run Saturday morning.
Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Yeah. See, this is March 7th, and that's tomorrow.
It doesn't make sense.
No,
The math doesn't math in the math head.
I got to get acclimated to the fact that we really and truly are in March already.
How has it been? How are we 2 months through the 2026 year? It doesn't make sense.
I know. I don't know.
But hey.
But you know what
makes
sense?
Such a great time to eat Sonny's Barbecue.
You know what also makes sense in your life? And it makes sense in my life?
Yeah.
Is the fact that I downloaded the Sonny's app.
Oh, man, you are. Look at you. Thanks for the softball pitch, Meg. Yes, download the Sonny's app.
I got you, my friend.
Yes,
I got you.
We make a great team.
Yes.
Download that Sonny's app. Get all your free Sonny's Barbecue. Don't miss out on the opportunity to get all those best deals, all those offers. So definitely check that out and take advantage of that. Go to your Google Play Store, Apple iPhone Store. Download the Sonny's BBQ app. Just search it there. You can also find it through the website. And so start taking advantage and get your free extra slow smoke barbecue.
Yeah.
And then when you come in, we're going to slather you with some Southern hospitality, treat you right, make you enjoy the culture and the barbecue and the friends and all the things. And yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
I mean.
Sounds like a winner barbecue dinner.
You are on it this morning. You are so awake right now. I'm really impressed.
Lots of extra caffeine. Another cup of coffee this morning at Good Morning Pensacola. So all the brains are braining.
Either that or you've got a sip of something
Maybe.
Somewhere that I don't know about.
No, none of that happened.
None of that happened?
Okay. Not on a Friday morning. Not when we got too much work to do.
That's true. Can't afford to do that.
No.
Well, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer, is here with Sonny's Barbecue. If you've not met Eldon in person, pretty easy to recognize. You will see him at all these community events around the county and counties, I should say, and in Northwest Florida. And he's got the red shirt with the white fringe and a big cowboy hat and his fancy red shoes. He's got this great-looking beard. And everybody knows who you are now, Eldon. You're spreading kindness all over the place. And you know, that's probably not easy to do on some days.
Kindness and slow smoke barbecue.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we're here to do. So,
well, the barbecue will make you smile, if nothing else.
You know, not too many people frown when I can walk through the door with some good smelling barbecue.
Well, don't feel insecure about that. Because I love you, too, and as much as the barbecue.
Yeah, okay.
So don't worry about that.
Tying a pork chop around your neck so people, you know, the dog wants to play with you. Yeah.
Yeah, be the most popular person that the dog plays.
There you go. Well, we do have two other things to talk about, and I see we're running out of time.
Yeah, we got about a minute left.
Kids and grandkids eat free every Saturday, so bring those kids and grandkids in. One free kids meal with every adult entree, so come on in to any of the local Sonny's Barbecue. And then every Monday, buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches through the drive-thru.
It's a great deal.
So take
it
advantage
really
of that deal. Swing on through the drive-thru, get your buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwich, and enjoy a great meal on Monday. That's a great way to start out the week.
Well, see, and I say this all the time, but I actually get the two, and then I will freeze one of them.
Yeah.
And so then I can have it like the next weekend. I have one saved up for this weekend for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Easy.
And there's the music.
Right on time. Okay.
Right on time. Y'all come see us. We've got four locations here in the area. It's going to be a fun weekend. Hopefully, I can see you at one of the events tonight, tomorrow. And appreciate all y'all listening, and we'll see y'all next week.
Okay, thanks so much for bringing in the tickets for the big event tomorrow. I appreciate that. And I know that Gerald will have a good time.
Yeah.
We'll hope to see you there. And thank you so much for all you do with Sunday's Barbecue.
Thank you, Meg.
Okay, this is Pep Talk.